As adults, we know well the power of literacy, but how do we pass that along to our children in a way that encourages them to truly enjoy reading? Rona Sue London, children's book curator at the Ivy Bookshop, tells us how she shares her love of reading with children.
Here's some deep, dark secrets. I know my 14-digit library card by heart, but don't know my teenage son's cell phone number. I remember that the Little House on the Prairie books were located in the corner of the public library. When it gets hot, I'm transported back in time to the campus reading Judy Blume. Reading has made my life richer. As with many, my life has taken a circuitous route, with time as a graphic designer, an art teacher, a stay-at-home mom, and now the children's book curator for the Ivy Bookshop in Baltimore. How did I end up here? The truth is, those of us with an abiding love of books can't resist their siren call. Most want to pass that along to our youngsters and intuitively know that if we don't, something vastly important will be lost. The challenge is engaging children to be equally enamored with books. The statistics bear out the importance of reading. The NEA website states only 53% of children ages 3 to 5 were read to daily by a family member. The more types of reading materials there are in the home, the higher students are in reading proficiency. And the students who do more reading at home are better readers and have higher math scores. This is compelling evidence, and yet motivating children to read is a challenge. How do books compete with the ubiquitous allure of electronics and the media cacophony? It is easy to reach for a remote or the undemanding glow of a screen. In spite of this, we can teach children that easy and rewarding are not the same. Perhaps both are habits, and if we encourage reading as a part of a balanced life, over time the value will be self-evident. So in my journey to put books in children's hands, I try to articulate the worth of the endeavor. The moment we select a book, we are determining our voyage, be it a mere diversion, truth-seeking, or introspection. I have found that this is true of children as well. Listen to what they like, where they are at, and in what they show interest, and we may find inroads to the perfect read. If we do, then perhaps we will find a way to make books a critical part of children's lives. Placing the compelling statistics aside, what we are left with is the intangible and immeasurable. Reading encourages us to grow outside of ourselves by experiencing different worlds. It provides solace, assuring us that we are not alone. In the process, we create ourselves. Let's recognize the imperative of gifting this to our children. At every opportunity, read to them, with them, and beside them. Our mandate as a community is to listen, to learn, and to find just the right time and book so a child's relationship with books is one that feeds their soul and accompanies them as they learn how to move in the world.
More from London can be found on our blog at mdhumanities.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.